Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve.
Dr. Stephen Craig, psychologist, author, and just probably one of the smartest people we know. Every Thursday we get an email from somebody, we read it, we give our take on it, like we think we know what we're doing. And maybe you can call in and give your take, 313-298-9630, and then we see what an actual psychologist, Dr. Steve, thinks.
The real deal.
The real deal. Before Allison reads the email, Dr. Steve, do you think either one of us, me or Allison, is going to get this right today?
Loaded question.
Loaded question. Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, sweet. He has faith in us.
Yeah, he's lying.
I think she'll nail it.
Oh, really? Screw you. Oh, look at that.
I like it.
All right, let's hear it.
And she wants to be anonymous. Hi, Blaine and Allison. I have a predicament for you and or Dr. Steve that I need help with. I am 32 and pregnant with my third due in September. My mother recently became engaged and is getting married in November. We aren't close and haven't been for years. She just asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. My main concern are, one, she has not been there for me or tried to pursue a relationship in years, nor have I. Two, with a newborn, two toddlers, and being in school part-time, I don't know if I want to commit my time to planning and throwing a shower and bachelorette party and then standing in the wedding and possibly having to give a speech. What on earth would I say? And three, the circumstances of their courtship remain sketchy. He is a widow whose wife died last year. Then 2 months later, he bought my mom a diamond bracelet, hard to support a union, which began that shady. She has never come out with the actual details of their meeting. Any advice?
Okay, 313-298-9630. What's your advice for Anonymous this morning? My gut on this one is that you just suck it up and do it. It's your mom. Yeah, you're not close. She wasn't trying. You weren't trying, but she's asking. This might be her way of trying. This might be her saying, you know what? This is an olive branch. Let's try to patch this up. I'm beginning a new chapter in my life. I want to get better. I want to be a better person. Maybe this guy makes her a better person. I don't know. But I think the thing to do is to accept the olive branch and go with it and see where it takes you.
So I have a completely different opinion. And before I even give my answer, I'll say I feel guilty all the time. I am always guilted into doing anything. I never want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I always feel like other people's problems are mine. That's me.
All right.
You know that about me, right?
Yep, totally.
So knowing that about me, I say with absolute zero guilt, you do not have to do this at all. And if I wouldn't feel guilty, then you shouldn't. Because I always feel guilty about this stuff. And here's why you don't have to do this. If your mom's really interested in forging a relationship with you and getting it back on track, it's not going to be completely on her terms. She has asked you to do something that is going to cause so much stress and turmoil in your life to make her happy. And frankly, it's not your job to make a woman happy who hasn't been there for you. So you don't owe her that. You do owe, you know, I'm sure you want a relationship. You'll find one on common ground. This is not common ground. This is uneven. This is an uneven playing field. You don't have to do it, and you don't have to feel guilty.
Susie in Detroit says, no way. Why is she even thinking about it? Alyssa in Warren says she doesn't have to go. She's in a similar situation. Dr. Steve, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I was wrong.
Aww.
Who got it right?
Darn it.
Who got it right, Dr. Steve?
Well, see,
it must have been you.
You guys are much more in the, you know, who gets it right or wrong.
Yeah, that's all we care about. Okay. Solving the problem, man.
Okay, but I'll get to that. But let's, there's so much in here. Hold on. Let's think about this. Let's break it down. She says that, you know, one of the problems is that she doesn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're going to tell me? We all have time in our lives for the important things in our that make it happen. If it was your best friend or your sister, you wouldn't have the time. So the issue isn't that she doesn't have enough time.
Right.
Two, you're going to say that the issue is that you don't condone this relationship. Okay. It's a relationship you don't know anything about.
Right.
You can't tell me it's about that. So that's not the issue.
Right.
Three, well, she might have to make a speech and she doesn't have anything to say. You're going to tell me the issue is that you can't make a speech because you couldn't figure out something to say.
Right.
And you're going to tell me the issue is it'd be awkward. We all go through awkward, you know, fake it thing.
Yep.
You know, so it's like she's going to take the high road. No, that's not the high road. So it seems to me the issue is she's saying, I'm mad at my mom for X, Y, and Z.
And this is how I'm going to punish her for it.
And this is how I'm going to punish her for it. And you don't have to be her friend. You don't have to condone the relationship. You don't have to talk to her. You don't have to do anything. but you can't take someone else's event and turn it in a way to express your anger in a sideways manner, because that's not the high road.
But what if she doesn't want to take the high road?
Okay, but then let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's don't make it about all this other stuff. The issue is you are mad at your mom and you don't want to support her.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's just talk about that.
Then own it. Okay.
And let's call up mom then and say, Mom, I don't have a good relationship with you. I'm mad at you. I don't feel like it'd be productive if I came there. And if you want to work on our relationship, let's go have a cup of coffee and talk about it. But we don't need to have this not go to the wedding protest.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, all this other. This just continues to keep it mucky. Just mm-hmm. own it and talk about it. You know, don't turn it into you.
See, here's the thing, though. I don't know if she wants resolution.
This emailer.
Yeah, I don't think she wants resolution.
Well, it's really tough when a parent has been absent from your life. A parent should never be absent from your life.
True.
It should never happen.
True, but we're both adults now. So, I mean, you do have an opportunity to...
Because we're both adults now, what happened to me as a child is off the table?
So, but that's all exists. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't. That she has to go or shouldn't have to go. I'm just saying let's be straight about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
let's call it what it really is.
Maybe there's too many things that have gone on, like Allison said. Okay, then talk about that.
Right.
Mom, you know what? You weren't there for me. I don't feel like I have a relationship with you. I'm too angry about it. This is why I won't go. Or Mom, I'm angry about it. I really don't think we have a relationship, but I'll go, but I'll stand there, but it's not going to be great. And if we're going to have to work on it, either one of those works, but talk about the real thing.
And you could also say that Mom is just as, if not more so, guilty of the same thing. Because Mom, maybe this invitation thing, she expects her to say no to it. And this is her way of saying, see, I tried.
Well, yeah, there's so much else going
on
here.
Call.
Yeah.
But there's so much else going on here that we don't know.
Right.
And to me, the problem is that, you know, we in trying to get to a resolution, and resolution might be that they don't have a relationship.
Right, right.
But you have to get to it in the right way.
Yep.
And we always take these opportunities to carry our own flag, and you never get anywhere.
This is one of those Therapy Thursdays that kind of reminds me of NBC's The More You Know program.
Right.
The more you know.
Here's maybe the same point. This reminds me. My wife is Jewish and I'm not, and we used to go to all these Jewish events for mm-hmm. her family, whatever.
Right.
And I didn't want to wear a yarmulke when I would go to the temple.
Because you're not Jewish.
Because I'm not Jewish. But my reasons were, you know, no one's going to make me wear what I don't want to wear. No one's going to take away my own religion. No one's going to do all this sort of stuff. And I would get all uppity about it. And my father-in-law said, this isn't about you. No one's taken away anything from you.
Right.
You're here in their
support.
Right.
You're here for them.
Yeah.
If you want to go... You know, burn a bra, do whatever,
right.
Go somewhere else.
Wow, you have bras?
Right. Well, you know.
Things you didn't know
Caitlin.
About Dr. Steve.
Right, Caitlin. But Caitlin Craig. But you, I'm using the other opportunities to you know, trumpet my own cause.
Right.
That's not the right way to do it. So just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not doing that. And that's that's what she needs to deal with, because that's the way she'll get through her anger and either get to a relationship or not. But we never get through our anger if we do it sideways like this.
Psychologist Dr. Stephen Craig. Check him out, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.